This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Former Ku Klux Klan leader and ex-Louisiana State Representative David Duke is expected to be released from a halfway house tomorrow. Duke is completing a 15-month sentence for fraud. While at the halfway house, he's had a court-approved job, working to maintain the white supremacist organization that he founded. Karen Henderson from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge has this report.
Some guessed it might be tough for a man of David Duke's reputation to get a job. When federal officials told Duke he needed to have employment to be released from prison to a halfway house, he knew exactly what to do. He went to work for his own organization. Duke says no one objected.
The probation department approved my work release plan, and it's absolutely normal.
Duke is president of the European American Unity and Rights Organization, an organization that, according to its website, defends white rights. While the job seems a natural choice to Duke, some question the decision of federal officials. Mark Potok monitors hate groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I think it is absolutely incredible that a halfway house in America would allow a known extremist to, as a condition of his halfway house work, work from his own home for a salary for a major white supremacist hate group is just incredible.
According to Duke, URO is not unlike other civil rights organizations.
The purpose is to defend the rights and heritage of European Americans, the same way that the NAACP and, say, the ADL defends Jewish Americans.
Federal prison officials can't talk about the specifics of Duke's case and refuse to go on tape for this story. An official who didn't want his name used said decisions on inmate employment plans are made on a case-by-case basis. Director of the halfway house, Darla O'Connor, says they operate under set guidelines. She says a prisoner can't do anything that is illegal or related to their conviction.
A convicted felon cannot work at a casino because they're a convicted felon. Something they can't have a job where they have to carry a gun. There are certain legal things that they can't do.
Last year, Duke pleaded guilty to underreporting his income and swindling URO supporters out of thousands of dollars by falsely claiming he was in financial straits.
Well, I went to jail for that, but just because the government, you know, says you do things, I mean, the government can basically blackmail you, and I didn't swindle anybody.
While on work release, Duke has been organizing a white rights conference for Memorial Day weekend. According to URO's website, this is Duke's homecoming. The conference plays host to a number of leaders of white rights groups. According to Potok of the Southern Law Center, the list includes known Klansman Don Black and Eric Glebe, a leader of an Aryan Nation group. Potok says this could be a historic gathering.
Duke is about to give what he describes.
Black and Eric Glebe, a leader of an Aryan Nation group. Potok says this could be a historic gathering.
Duke is about to give what he describes as a major speech, a turning point in the history of the radical right, to essentially the premier leaders of the radical right in the United States.
The conference is by invitation only. Duke says it's being held at an undisclosed location for security reasons. For NPR News, I'm Karen Henderson in Baton Rouge.